Last week, U.S. Fish and Wildlife officially declared the eastern catamount extinct, kaput, vanished, the last official sighting having been in 1938 in the bleak outback of northern Maine. But I still hope to live long enough to see catamounts in Vermont again. Not just one or two, but viable breeding populations that hone the senses and mobility of deer, keeping them perpetually on the lookout for silent, six-foot-long predators with explosive spring-loaded hind legs, white velvety muzzles, and honey-colored hides, hemispheric cats with a roster of names that match their remarkable distribution. I know it could be a long wait, but maybe not forever. To reach us, mountain lions would have to venture out of South Florida or the Nebraska Panhandle, the two closest resident populations. The journey would be a rather impressive walkabout, but it can be done, has been done, and will continue to be attempted. In December 2009, a three-year-old male left the Black Hills of South Dakota and wandered east for 2 years and 2,000 miles until it was stopped by an SUV in Connecticut. Its trek may have been the most documented cross-country trip since Lewis and Clark, and the farthest terrestrial journey ever recorded for a wild American mammal. The cat appeared 6 times on camera, left footprints in deer kills, and DNA samples in urine, scat, and tufts of hair. It was photographed near Lake George and may very well have traveled down the Taconic Range along the rim of western Vermont. A transient male, it may have been looking to establish a permanent territory, while avoiding a confrontation with a resident adult male, the leading source of lion mortality. Although mountain lions have only recently returned to South Dakota, this was not the first cat to leave. They've already colonized the Nebraska Panhandle, and more than a dozen have been killed across the Midwest, including within the city limits of Chicago. This Magellan-like lion offered us a glimpse into the ecological nature of an alpha predator and its effect on the complacent deer and the landscapes they share, a lesson on the ecology of fear and how reawakening a fear deep within the ungulates translates into healthier, sustainable ecosystems. Wolves of Yellowstone are another noteworthy example. I still have faith the catamounts will reach us eventually, and once they get here, I hope we let them stay.